Snap back to Eli Manning. Moves the pocket right. He's wrapped up in Tamba Hali. He's got him again. Second time in the game. And Tamba, it's his turn to pick up the sacks today.
Nice. Yeah. Way to come through, baby. Nice job.
Wow. And the Kansas City Chiefs, ladies and gentlemen, are going to be 4-0. Kansas City, 31. The New York Giants, 7.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you, folks.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Nice job, fellas. Nice job.
Don't walk by here. I got to have it. Let me tell you, walk by here.
We're going. We're going, baby. We're going.
Hey! Good job. Good job.
Congratulations. Take care of yourselves tonight, right?
Hey, man.
That was a good team win, baby. 4-0, but we got a date with 5-0.
Let's go. Yeah, baby.
Still 3. 1, 2, 3.
Peace.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. This week, the Chiefs go on stage in Nashville and try to go 5-0 against the Tennessee Titans. If Kansas City can pull it off, it'll be only the second time in the 54-year history of the franchise that the Chiefs will have won their first five games of the season. They get to 4-0 by virtue of a great victory over the New York Giants, 31-7, and a big catalyst in that game was the 89-yard punt return for a touchdown by Dexter McCluster. Great timing. We'll go under the helmet with Dexter later in the show. Plus, in our Coach's Corner segment, we'll sit down with a Chiefs icon, Pro Football Hall of Famer and Kansas City defensive back coach, Emmett Thomas. And we'll take you back with an in-depth look at the win over the New York Giants in a way that only our 65 TPT crew can bring it to you. You're not going to want to miss it. But before we do all that, let's sit down with the guy who has now two of the longest punt returns in NFL history. And he wears double two. The double deuce of the Kansas City Chiefs, Dexter McCluster, as we go under the helmet.
Good punt angles to the right side. Taken at the 12 by McCluster. Gets one block, now a two. He comes to the near side at the 20. Burst across the 25. Cuts it back right across the 35. Center of the field at midfield. One man is chasing him. McCluster up the right hash. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Kansas City. What a challenge by Andy Reid. What a return. 87 yards. A touchdown for the Chiefs. Dexter McCluster.
You know, once I caught the return and saw that I had some room to run, after I made that spin move, I saw that, you know what, this is going to be a big one. And when the Red Sea parts, you got to take it, and it did. And I mean, my eyes lit up so wide. And I was smiling at about the 40-yard line going in, you know, and I knew it was going to be a touchdown. And it was an amazing feeling, a blessing. Well, going back to the Monday night game, that 94-yard punt return, It was raining, and I hadn't returned punts all day, and I was unbelievably nervous, you know, and I just wanted to catch the ball. And once I caught it and made one guy miss, it was pretty much a straight shot. It was kind of similar, you know, we needed something to happen. At that time, it was a three-point game, you know, so you never know what play it's going to be to spark the game, and, you know, my number was called, and I'm glad that I was able to answer it. But it was critical moments of each game that really – the punt return did spark it.
15, 10, 5, touchdown, Kansas City. Dexter McCluster, 94-yard punt return.
Stay on your blocks. Stay on your blocks. Good legal blocks. Let's be physical. You got to see that ball kick. Let's go, guys. Let's go. To the house. 1, 2, 3,
let's go, man. Coach Tove, he's a guy that he really loves special teams. I laugh and I joke with him. And I asked him, I said, I bet you get up in the morning, you brush your teeth, and you're watching special teams film at your sink. But he's a guy, he's real passionate. And he knows the right guys and where to put them, where to place them to, you know, ultimately help and benefit the team, you know, in a positive way. Trust is a big thing for him. You have to trust the guys that you put in. He trusts us to go out there, and the guys have to trust the system and trust each other. And it's a big brotherhood. And being a returner, it takes courage. You have to go out there and trust the guys that's out blocking ahead of you. And we know that we can make plays and be game changers on all phases of special teams. In a football game, you know, you never know what's going to happen. You know, it can swing one way and turn around and be another way. You might want a perfect game. It doesn't always happen like that. So you never know what phase is going to win the game. And maybe a special teams play might win. Maybe a huge catch might win on the offense. Maybe an interception might, you know. So just got to keep playing and hope that all the chips fall in the right spots.
All right, bring it back. Next play. We're rolling.
Practices, they're rough. They're tough. We might complain about it, you know, amongst each other. Like, man, we got to go out there again. But it pays off in the game. We do a lot of running. And with this offense, it's all about timing. You have to be where you need to be at that moment. And, you know, we have a great quarterback, great offensive line, great receivers, great running back. And it gives us the opportunity to, you know, put a lot of playmakers on the field and make things happen. I mean, sitting at 4-0, I mean, you got to love it, you know. So it's working. Whatever it is working. So we're going to keep working hard for him. The mindset we would have to keep, remember what it took to get here. There's a lot of people, a lot of teams out here that wants to come and knock us down and win, but we have to put in the work, put in the extra, you know, whatever it may be, to continue to stay focused and stay grounded, stay level-headed, and play football.
I mean, it's terrific to have a home field advantage like that, especially with the way our defense has been playing. Offenses come in and have to deal with that kind of crowd noise, that kind of environment. I think it only gives our defense a bigger advantage. You know, it's terrific to come home and offensively to not have to deal with it. You know, come home and be able to use cadence. Those are big advantages, and I think the crowd and the energy they bring is always a help, you know, helps in tough games and critical situations.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Kansas City Chiefs. By Truman Medical Center, TMC and the Chiefs partners for a healthy community. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. And by the Chiefs Tailgate Party, presented by Bud Light. Get your tickets today at primesport.com/Chiefs. There is so much more coming at you here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. When we return, Pro Football Hall of Famer and defensive back coach Emma Thomas will join me in exclusive one-on-one. And our KCChiefs.com reporter Rachel Sanchi will give you the focus points on the trip to Nashville for Week 5.
Time to talk some football. The Chiefs take care of the football. The key is, can this defense continue to be one that takes it away? There were things that had to be overcome in this win, and the Chiefs defense was able to rise to the occasion and take the ball away three times.
You know, I've said this before, every win in the National Football League is a good win, and so we'll enjoy it for a day.
This will be a good test for us. This is a team that's playing good football right now, you know, going to their place. It's a challenge for us, and I think this team looks at it like that.
The Chiefs face a strong test on the road in Week 5 against the Titans, a matchup between two of the league's best defenses. Both teams are coming off convincing victories at home and are tied for the lead in their division. So you can expect another physical and competitive game on Sunday. Here are the three main focus points leading up to kickoff. First, the Tennessee quarterback situation. Last week, Titans quarterback Jake Locker was carted off the field and spent the night in the hospital with a severe right hip injury. Locker has been a big part of the Titans' 3-1 start this season. With 721 yards passing, 6 touchdowns, and no interceptions through 4 games. Taking his place is Ryan Fitzpatrick, who landed in Tennessee this offseason after a coaching change in Buffalo. Though Fitzpatrick was often average as a starter for the Bills, his record against the Chiefs has been strong. In his last 2 games against Kansas City, he's recorded 386 yards and 6 touchdowns. Chiefs defenders won't be taking the Titans' backup lightly. Second, the turnover battle. The Titans and the Chiefs sit together at the top of the NFL with a +9 turnover differential. The Chiefs have forced 12 turnovers on defense, while Tennessee is the only team in the NFL yet to turn the ball over. Whoever wins this strength-versus-strength battle on Sunday will be in good position to win the game. Finally, the matchup at running back. Often compared to one another, Jamaal Charles and Chris Johnson are two of the more explosive and elusive running backs in the NFL. Through four games in 2013, Jamaal has the edge, with more rushing and receiving yards than Chris Johnson. But Chiefs defenders know they'll have to keep a close eye on number 28 this Sunday. With two physical defenses and some dynamic playmakers on both sides of the ball, it looks to be another exciting matchup for the Chiefs in Week 5.
Yeah, man, people are excited about this defense. You played on a defense where there were Pro Football Hall of Famers at all three levels, including yourself. Are you seeing a defense like that starting to come together with these guys, or what are you seeing?
Yes, I am. I think Coach Sutton brought in a real aggressive attacking type of defense, and we have those kind of players that are willing to go the extra mile and crack open the books and learn the schemes, and that they'll make the defense work right now. And if you look at number 15, number 91, look at Eric Berry, Flowers, I mean, those guys got great potential. You never know how a man's future is really going to happen as they grow, but I think they have the experience to do it.
I want to ask you about Flowers. He guts it out against Philadelphia. What about his toughness and what it means to this team?
If you really get to know him and look at all the DBs around the league, he's one of the most fierce competitors in the league. And for his tackling, I would say in the top five or six guys in the league at that position, he's one of the better tacklers. Had a knee injury, fought through it, a little sore. Think we'll get him back soon. But he's a great competitor, great ball skill.
Yeah, man, I want to ask you about your defensive backs in specific. Just as a group, how much is this group coming together and playing together?
I think we have a lot of to say thanks to Kendrick Lewis, number 23. He's our quarterback back there. We had Eric Berry, Flowers, had a couple of additions in Dante Robinson, Smith. And then I have to give a lot of credit to our personnel staff. They went out and found two young men, Parker and Cooper, that has come in and added to the mix also.
But I'll ask you about Cooper and what he did for you specifically in the New York Giant game. And what's that guy's future look like?
I think it's bright, very bright. And like I said earlier, I have to give credit to our personnel department. They went out and got this guy from the 49ers. I talked to his secondary coach, Ed Donatelle, when they picked him up, and he said you'd be pleasant surprised when you get this young man. He's long, he's a press corner, he's fast and very intelligent, and he wants to play. And he gave us 57 real good snaps Sunday. I think everything for him now is uphill. I think he'll have some growing pain, and he'll get beat a few times, but I think he got the personality and the confidence to oversee, but he's a good press corner.
There was the alumni weekend this past weekend, and I sense from those guys a lot of pride in this defense. Now, you're microed in there coaching every day. You got your nose to the grindstone. But is there a sense of pride from you, like these former players, and what's going on with this defense?
Yes, especially the way we've played the last couple of years and be fortunate enough to get a chance to stay here, get with Bob Sutton, Coach Reed, and the rest of the staff, and to see these guys spin out of the funk we were in the last couple of years and play well and have success. That's just one quarter of the season, but so far they have answered the bell, and I just think they're going to get better the rest of the season.
Don't go away, because after the break, we're going to take you back to Sunday and give you a seat in the Rockin' Arrowhead Stadium as Kansas City takes care of a two-time recent world champion New York Giant team. Welcome back to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. For years, the NFC East has been a thorn in the Kansas City Chiefs side, but not in 2013. The Chiefs get another win over an NFC East opponent, as this time they take care of business against the New York Giants in a 31-7 win. Let's go back to Sunday and put you on the field, in the huddle, and in the stands for a great Chiefs victory.
Mitch Holtz is back at Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs and the New York Giants. The Giants lose today. It'll be their first 0-4 start in a non-strike season since 1979. The Chiefs have only been 4-0 twice. previously in their history. Can they do it again?
Let's pick up where we left off last week, man. Let's come out here and just dominate the whole game, man.
But listen, the Giants are down. They're not accustomed to this. For Kansas City, the beginning of this game is important. You got to let them know you're going to stay down. Now, Eli Manning is there. They're not protecting him all that well. And I'm looking at the two outside linebackers for Kansas City, Tamba Hali and Houston. They are dynamite. I would look for today for Eli to get a lot of pressure from the outside from those two linebackers.
Make sure y'all boys ready to go. Make sure y'all boys ready to go. We eat all day. Protect yourself. Protect each other, bro. We ride for each other, man. Hey, let's go, baby. Family on three. Family on three. One, two, three. Let's get it.
First and 10 at their own 8. Kansas City starts in a sub package. Two down linemen, Dontari Poe and Mike DeVito. The quick wide receiver screen is absolutely blown up. Out of the sub package, Manning from his own pocket. He's in trouble and dumps the football. He was in the end zone. No score. Spread out now the left side. Holds it. He's in trouble. Hali's got him. He gets rid of the football. It's tipped away by Dontari Robinson. And Hali nearly sacked Eli Manning. Empty backfield. Smith's going to run it. He's at the 30. 35. Dives forward. It looks like he's got a first down at the 40. Wants to throw right. Holds it. Now fires in. He's got Charles on the near side. Breaks a tackle at the 30. 25-yard line. Stiff arms a giant. And he's all the way down to the 17.5-yard line. A 30-yard pass play. Waits for the snap. Takes it. Looks at the center of the end zone. Zips it for the end zone. Carr! Touchdown! Kansas City! Touchdown, Duck Dynasty!
Hey, he's been a good addition to the team, dog. Sean's been like a good addition. Like, yeah.
Like a solid killer.
Yeah.
Relentless, fellas. You're going to get one. He's holding the ball in there, baby. Yeah. He's holding that ball.
91 and 50, they scared of him, them two right now.
Come on, let's go get this ball. Let's go get this ball. Get a sense of urgency. Let's go.
Let's go, fellas.
5:53 to go in the first half. Manning with time. Steps up. Time goes away, and now a fumble on the play. Manning is hit by Hali and a fumble. Kansas City's got that football.
Let's go, Dex. One time, Dex.
Taken at the 12 by McCluster. Gets one block, now a two. He comes to the near side at the 20. Burst across the 25. Cuts it back right across the 35. Center of the field and midfield. One man is chasing him. McCluster up the right hash. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown.
Eli, throw me that ball. I know you want to throw it, Eli. Give me that ball, Eli.
Keep amping it up, bro. Let's go. Let's go.
Let me get that ball. Let me get that ball, Eli.
24-7 Kansas City. Listen to this crowd. Eli Manning will have the noise ringing in his ears on the plane flight home. Handoff fumble. It's loose on the left side of the field. Kansas City picks it up on the fumble, and the Giants now jump on the man who recovered the fumble. It was Eric Berry.
Give me that ball, Eli. Give me that ball, Eli.
Inside block. Here goes Charles at the 40. 45 into the secondary at midfield. Hangs onto the ball. He's going to throw for Bowe. He's got the catch at the 15. Peels off a hit inside the 5. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Let's go get. Let's go try to get some more. All rushes, right?
Back to Eli Manning. Moves the pocket right. He's wrapped up in time. Hali's got him again. Second time in the game.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ready to come through, baby. Nice shot.
And the Kansas City Chiefs, ladies and gentlemen, are going to be 4-0 for only the third time in franchise history. Kansas City, 31. The New York Giants, 7.
Thank you for joining us on this week's show. If this year hasn't been exciting enough, get ready for next week because it's going to be Raiders week and the Chiefs' first divisional game of the year and the start of a pivotal 3-game homestand. We'll get you ready for Raiders week right here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Kansas City Chiefs, by Truman Medical Center, TMC and the Chiefs, partners for a healthy community. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. And by the Chiefs Tailgate Party, presented by Bud Light. Get your tickets today at primesport.com/Chiefs.
Trap.